The county council said they were issuing the statement because in recent days they have received numerous emails and messages from residents urging the county to help set up a conservation easement. The statement, read by Council Chairman Chris Robinson, said that last June they were approached by Summit Land Conservancy to help preserve the Oscarthorpe Farm and some other property the family holds along Highway 224. The county offered the funding in conjunction with their Snyderville Recreation District. The county would require the Oscarthorpes to grant the Recreation District a perpetual easement on the farm for Nordic skiing during the winter and year-round perpetual easements for public trails along the perimeter. The family would also have to grant some road rights-of-way and trail easements to improve the old ranch road corridor. Plus, the family needs to resolve some other issues with the county. The council said that to date, the Summit Land Conservancy and the Oscarthorpes have rejected their proposal. In early September, the Summit Land Conservancy announced it had reached an agreement to preserve the farm with a conservation easement costing $14.2 million. Summit Land Director Cheryl Fotz said that after obtaining a federal grant and some matching money from the Oscarthorpes, they would be left with $5.6 million to raise. The county's $4 million would take them most of the way to that goal. The council statement said they have an important duty to receive good value, including recreational access, in the lands they acquire. The council said their plan would affect just a small percentage of Oscarthorpe land around the perimeter. They said they hope the family and Summit Land Conservancy can see their way forward to a win-win for everybody. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.